2 Kings, chapter 6. And the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "Behold now, the place where we dwell with you is too strait for us. Let us go, we ask of you, to Jordan, and take from there every man a beam, and let us make a place there, where we may dwell." And he answered, "Go." And one said, "Be content, I ask of you, and go with your servants." And he answered, "I will go." And so he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, "Oh, master!" Because it was borrowed. And the man of Yahweh said, "Where did it fall?" He showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in there, and the iron did swim. For this reason, he said, "Take it up to yourself." And he put out his hand and took it. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel, and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." And the man of Yahweh sent to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you pass not such a place, for there the Syrians are coming down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of Yahweh told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once or twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled because of this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my master, O king. But Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber." And he said, "Go and spy out where he is, so that I may fetch him." And it was told him, saying, "He's in Dothan." Therefore he sent in there horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of Elohim was risen early and gone forth, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Oh, master, how shall we do this?" And he answered, "Fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Yahweh, I ask of you, open his eyes so that he might see." And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots and of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed to Yahweh and said, "Smite this people, I ask you, with blindness." And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, I'll bring you to the man whom you seek." But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were come to Samaria, that Elisha said, "Yahweh, open the eyes of these men so that they can see." And Yahweh opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said to Elisha, when he saw them, "My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them?" And he answered, "You will not smite them. Would you smite those whom you've taken captive with your sword and with your bow? Set bread and water before them so that they can eat and drink and go to their master." And he prepared great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drank, he sent them away. And they went to their master. And so the bands of Assyria came no more into the land of Israel. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was great famine in Samaria. And they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a calf of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, there cried a woman to him, saying, "Help, my master, O king." And he said, "If Yahweh do not help you, how shall I help you? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress?" And the king said to her, "What ails you?" And she answered, "This woman said to me, 'Give your son so that we can eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow.' And so we boiled my son, and we ate him. And I said to her the next day, 'Give me your son, so that we can eat him.' And she has hidden her son." And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he tore his clothes, and he passed by on the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth inside upon his flesh. Then he said, "Yahweh, do so and more also to me, if the head of Elisha the son of Shaphat shall stand on him this day." But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him, but before the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, see you how this son of a murderer has sent to take away my head? Look, when the messenger comes, shut the door, and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down to him, and he said, Behold, this evil is of Yahweh. What should I wait for Yahweh any longer for? End of chapter 1.